Okay, Liz, here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, multiple systems, delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs, you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems, and you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Hollywood. NetSuite.com/Hollywood. NetSuite.com/Hollywood.
So how are the new chicks doing?
They're so great. I'm actually going to miss them when they're like fully chickens. But they're huge. They're like big pigeon size now.
Oh my God. Send me a picture.
I will. And I'll send you a video because they make these cute little sounds. I'm obsessed with them.
Well, that I know. I hear them in the background.
Hi, and welcome to Happier in Hollywood, the podcast about how to be happier, healthier, saner, more creative, more successful, and more productive in a backbiting, superficial, chaotic, unpredictable, fundamentally insane world. I'm Liz Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA, and with me is my high school friend and writing partner, Sarah.
That's me, Sarah Fain. On this podcast, we talk about being writers in Hollywood, how we balance a career and friendship, and how to survive the war of attrition that is life in Los Angeles.
In today's episode, we're going to talk about attrition. It really does feel like a war these days here in Hollywood.
Yes. And then we're going to talk about the joy of working with Leslie Jordan and the lessons we want to take from his incredible life.
And the subject of today's work from home segment would be equally good if you're going into an office. Then we have an earth-friendly Hollywood hack. But first, Sarah, we have an update. In episode 280, we asked, what should we be doing right now? Love that question. And then, of course, it turned out we were just going to dive back into work, but we got a great idea from Stephanie.
Yes, Stephanie wrote, "You've given me so many great tips over the years. I'm hoping I can return the favor. I'd like to offer up another option for you to consider in your 3 to 4 weeks of downtime. Write your terrific idea about the empty nesters going on a road trip to experiment with ayahuasca as a novella and self-publish it. You'll be able to clunk through the idea to later inform the show you want to pitch, and by self-publishing, you won't have to wait for the interminably slow machine of traditional publishing to get your project out there. You can offer it for sale as soon as it's ready, and you'll get to keep the lion's share of the profits. Plus, you'll keep all your rights. You'll be earning royalties on your IP while you decide what to do with it next." She says, "I did the reverse recently with a spec screenplay. I'm a novelist, formerly traditionally published, now self-published, and my manager always wanted me to write a rom-com screenplay for him to shop. I resisted for years." Liz, we know about this. Mm-hmm. We just resist things. Yes. She says, "I resisted for years because writing a screenplay on spec would take away from writing books I knew I could sell on my own. Then I had a thought. I could self-publish my spec screenplay and offer it for sale to my readers while my manager shopped it to studios. On the happy day the screenplay might be bought, I would then take it off sale. I wrote the screenplay Long Distance Wedding and self-published it exclusively on Amazon, where it will remain until it finds a studio home. And if it doesn't sell to Hollywood, I at least have a revenue stream from the screenplay and will eventually turn it into a book. Meanwhile, my readers seem to love the novelty of reading a story of mine in a different format."
A really interesting idea.
I know. I'm so intrigued, I have to say.
Yeah, we would love to know from other people who are listening if you've self-published and how it's been and any tips. I think it's a really interesting notion. Just write a book and take the power away from others and just do it on our own.
Indeed. So thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you. Also, everybody, we want to remind you to keep those great gift ideas coming. Next week is our holiday gift guide episode, and we love all of your gift ideas.
Okay, Liz, let's dive into From the Treadmill Desks Of, in which we discuss what's most pressing in our work psyches. And this week, it is attrition. Ugh.
Yes. So we mention attrition in our intro every week. We say how to survive the war of attrition that is life in Los Angeles. But damn, Sarah, it is really feeling like a war of attrition is going on right now.
It truly is.
I looked up the definition of attrition so we know exactly what it is. Attrition is the act or process of gradually reducing the strength or effectiveness of someone or something through sustained attack or pressure. Sounds pleasant, doesn't it?
Yeah, love it. But it feels like around us every day, like in our lives and in the lives of basically everyone in Los Angeles and the periphery, is just going through this repeated beating about the head of various things. It's like companies are vertically integrating, and you know, it's just everything feels very messy and harder and up in the air. Right? Like, it can't just be us.
No, I don't think so. So many things are happening. Okay, as you said, there's the vertical integration of companies, which makes many jobs redundant. And so there are huge layoffs in various companies.
Yes, we know so many executives who suddenly don't have the job that they've had for a long time and are looking for something new.
Yes. Then you have the fact that a lot of the networks are considering giving away the 10 o'clock hour, which Fox has never done a 10 o'clock hour. But now ABC, CBS, and NBC are also likely going to do that. You have the fact that—
I don't know. Let's not say likely. Okay. Let's hope that it's not going to happen.
Okay. Might happen. Yes. You have people just cutting budgets massively, ordering, and we've talked about this many times, ordering shorter seasons, you know, maybe as few as 6 episodes of something. So for everybody, it's not just writers, executives as well, and many others, yes, assistants, etc. It just feels harder, which is strange because it seems like the companies are making more money than they've ever made. So I don't know why.
Yes, they're just keeping it all.
Yes, I don't understand. But, you know, so it's that attrition. It's like you really have to just not, I don't want to say die. What's a word? You know, not stop, I guess.
Yeah, you just have to decide if you're going to stick with it or not. I mean, we're plowing forward regardless.
Yes,
but
yes,
I do think a lot of people right now are probably reevaluating, is this really where I want to be right now? Is this really the career I want to pursue?
Yes. And it doesn't help, Sarah, that there very well may be a writer's strike coming up.
Oh, I know.
Our contract is up in May, which probably means the strike wouldn't actually happen in May. Likely it would be pushed off a few months. But because of what's going on, the issues are super important, and it feels like lots of people are digging in their heels, and there could be a strike, which is a horrible prospect.
Yes. And I mean, I just really feel for people who are trying to break in right now.
Yes.
And I think also lower and mid-level writers. It's just, I mean, it's always been hard. I don't want to say it hasn't always been hard. It for sure has. But I think it's unimaginably even harder right now.
Yes. I mean, and it feels like right now more than ever when you're breaking in, especially, but frankly, even as your career continues, if you can find another stream of income, it can really help in this war of attrition. So if you're a writer, I mean, like writing comic books, writing ad copy, writing podcasts, scripted podcasts.
Self-publishing, for example.
Self-publishing. Or, you know, we know people who make money doing graphic design. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it is not a good time to be a writer who's, well, I mean, and I, another stream of it, writing comic books isn't exactly, I mean, you're still writing. But anything you can do is helpful. It's funny, Sarah, we worked way back in the day with a writer who he and his wife wanted to open, and I assume they did, a chain of coin-operated laundry machine.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
And at the time, we thought, that is so odd. Like, you're a TV writer, but you want to own a laundromat with coin-operated washing machines. Now it makes perfect sense.
Perfect sense. Yes.
Perfect sense. So it's like, for us, I mean, we're in a decent place, but we never stop hustling. We never stop worrying. We never stop nose to the grindstone, giving each other pep talks and pushing through. And we're lucky in that we have an established career. So it's really tough.
It is a war of attrition. There's a reason we say that. It's a bummer that it gets truer every day.
Yes. And we have said this so many times, Sarah, but if you are making money, save as much as you can. Because a thing that can really keep you in the war longer is if you can build up a safety fund so that you can pay your rent, buy your groceries, pay your mortgage, depending where you are in life, without getting work, because you can easily go a year with no work. And surround yourself with people who know what you're dealing with and who you can support and they can support you. I think that makes a big difference.
Yes, absolutely. So that's our bummer segment, Liz.
My gosh, I know. But it doesn't help to just be like, follow your dreams.
No,
you know, this is your passion. Pursue your passion. I mean, it's life. There's like stuff that has to be taken care of. So we just try to understand and recognize that it is not easy and go from there.
Yes. And the good news is we have a much more uplifting segment after the break.
Yes. We're going to talk about the wonderful late Leslie Jordan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, Sarah, it is time for Take a Hike, in which we discuss physical, mental, and spiritual health. And this one may be all of the above. Sad news, such sad news, is that Leslie Jordan, who was a character actor who really blew up during the pandemic, died last week. He was an older guy in his 60s, Southern, gay, so funny. And during the pandemic, he started doing these Instagram stories, which were just so funny and delightful and hilarious. I said funny, but it's worth saying twice, funny and hilarious. And he now, I just checked this morning, has 6 million followers on Instagram.
Wow. I mean, he brought joy to so many people during a really, really challenging time. I remember you were the first person who told me about his Instagram. And I was like, oh, all right, I'll check it out. And then, I mean, I just became obsessed. Yeah. He was so hilarious. He really made like some crappy days, just still you would find yourself laughing.
Yeah. And then he also on Sundays did Sunday hymn singing. So he would sing a hymn with someone playing guitar every Sunday, which I loved. And he also ended up putting out an album and having all sorts of success with singing hymns and country music. So he really was in his prime. And then, Sarah, I want to mention he has a book called How Y'all Doing, his memoir, which Gretchen and I actually interviewed him about on Happier. That was episode 322, if you want to go back and listen to it. And I also linked to it in our Facebook group. And he was, again, of course, so wonderful during our interview, but I had said to him in the interview, I have this show, Fantasy Island, a reboot of Fantasy Island, and we would absolutely love to have you on, you know, and he said, oh, everybody thinks they can't get me, but, you know, honey, I'm circling the block. And in fact, he did guest star on Fantasy Island, and we'll talk about that.
Yes, he did. And I have to say, I got the Audible book of his memoir because I just want to hear his voice. He's just so delightful. I just want to hear him in his own voice speak his own words.
Yes. But today, Sarah, we thought let's share three lessons that we learned from Leslie Jordan.
Yes. So he guest starred as a character named Jasper, who was stuck in purgatory for some not so nice things he had done in his life. And his fantasy was to resolve those things so he could get to heaven. And Leslie showed up and he could not have been more enthusiastic and fabulous. So we're going to talk about these three lessons that we learned from Leslie in the sadly brief time we had working with him. And the first one is that just embrace enthusiasm.
Yes. Everyone at the resort, not only did he do take after take of really physically tough stuff. He probably had physically the hardest episode of anyone who's guest starred on the show.
Yes.
But also everyone at the resort was so excited to see him and wanted to take pictures and would come gather around him. And he embraced it. He wasn't just gracious. He seemed thrilled to have them want to take his picture. And he was endlessly patient about it and just had the biggest smile and made everybody who he encountered feel good.
Yes. And it was a joy to watch him.
Yes.
To see him have fun just being there and living out this wonderful life he was having. Oh, he was so awesome. Anyway, and then the second lesson that we learned from Leslie is find common ground.
Yes. So he had done some background research on us when he arrived. We went up to say hello and he said, oh, and you're from Kansas City, aren't you? And he said, yes, we are.
Yeah.
He goes, well, he said that in order to get his SAG card, he had come to Kansas City and done theater at the Tivoli place in Kansas City because he said it was easier to come there and get work than it was to go to New York. And so he talked to us about the night he landed in Kansas City and it was a snowstorm and his time there and where he lived. And we were really impressed that he had taken the time to find the common ground with us. And that just created an immediate connection, obviously, not that we needed one. but it was a lesson to us to do that with other people who we're going to be working with or encountering for whatever reason.
Yes. And I have read since he died so many stories like that, where he would know about people, make that effort to find a way to connect. And really, it does make you feel so special. And he was so good at that.
Yes. And then the last lesson we want to talk about is always remember the best is yet to come. And we say that because this is a guy who had been working for decades, had a career, supported himself as an actor, but it wasn't until he was into his 60s that his career just skyrocketed.
And, we're talking about a war of attrition, and he is certainly a symbol of someone who just stuck with it and was amazing all the time. And then just that reward came flowing in because he was like, this is who I am. This is what I'm going to do. And he was better than anybody else at it.
Yes.
There is not another Leslie Jordan out there.
No.
He was one of a kind.
And the way that the world is reacting to his death, it tells you just how unique he really was. It's funny because I also was thinking about Betty White. Like, she's someone who everyone, I think, just the world mourned.
Yes.
And I feel like Leslie Jordan's in that category. But he really was just a joyful person who brought joy to others.
Yes. And that, I mean, talk about life goals.
Yes.
I got to work on that.
Exactly, Sarah. We have some work to do on that.
We do. And also notable is he is the only guest star we asked to take a picture with.
Yes, because we are very shy about picture taking and we never want to bother people and ask for pictures. But we were like, we are not having Leslie Jordan here and not get a picture. And so we have one. We are wearing masks, unfortunately, because we had to have masks on. But we will post that photo. And I'm so glad we took it. Such a great memento. Yes. And Sarah, we can say, I think, safely, on Fantasy Island, he played a character who had died and was stuck in limbo. But for sure, if there is a heaven, he went straight there.
Yes.
He's someone who deserved heaven, for sure.
Immediate entry. And he's probably, like, singing with the choir already.
That's right. And by the way, you can still follow Leslie Jordan on Instagram at @TheLeslieJordan. I really recommend going back and watching some of his videos. It really will make you laugh and smile, and you can enjoy him. And there's a lot of videos, so that's nice.
Yes. Okay, Liz, it is time for our HIHWFH segment.
Yes.
Happier in Hollywood, work from home, which many of us are still doing.
Yes.
And Liz, this is an insight that you had.
Yes. And it's funny because I've talked about this before on Happier, but it really hit me when we were talking about ways to read more. How can you incorporate more reading into your life? And I was thinking about that. And then I realized, this is a great thing for working from home, which is to read at lunch.
Yeah.
So I think we all are trying to find time for fun reading, right? Not work reading, I'm talking about. And when you're at home, you don't go out to lunch. I mean, I don't think many people do. And you don't have, it can just feel like not much of a break. And I thought, okay, what I want to start doing when we're kind of back in the flow is during lunch to read for 20 minutes or half an hour, just a book I want to read. And then it'll feel like a real mental break, like a real, I won't be stewing over what we were just talking about or thinking about the afternoon. I'll just be in the world of the book, which will make me refreshed for the afternoon.
Now, one of the reasons I love this, Liz, is that I am trying to create a little reading space for myself in my house.
Nice.
And I just bought a chair that I'm like, this is the perfect cozy reading chair.
Nice.
Of course, it's not going to be here for weeks and weeks and weeks on end, but it's yellow and like super cushy and soft. And like, I just want to curl up in it and read. So I am all over this idea. I will definitely be reading during lunch.
Good. And by the way, you can also read at lunch at work. And I think that also is good if you're at the office. It's just that more often when you're at the office, you eat together, you take a walk with people, you know, there's other things holding you away. But if you're at your desk or your cubicle and you want to, you can certainly read at lunch. And I think then it also would be a great break for the afternoon.
Yes, or go across the street to the park and read. We used to work with a writer who, just to get out of the office, he would go to the park nearby and work. But it was like so much better to go to the park and read.
Yes, he would go to an office. It was like an office park. It was like the grounds surrounding an office building. And he would periodically get kicked out of there by security. Because he would sometimes go there for 8 hours.
Oh, for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah, Drew Goddard. Many people, I'm sure, know who Drew is. He's a wonderful, very successful writer who liked to write under a tree.
Yeah.
Okay, Sarah, coming up, we've got another climate-friendly Hollywood hack. But first, this break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
Okay, it is time for this week's Hollywood hack, which is worn wear Patagonia. So explain this, Sarah.
Okay, so this is a website where you can buy gently used but still perfectly functioning Patagonia gear. So jackets, backpacks. Liz, I saw the backpack that you have in a different color on worn wear.
Okay.
I was like, I can't buy it. I can't buy it. Liz has the exact same backpack.
Which I already copied from our production designer, Mina.
Yes, it's a very cool backpack. But anyway, if most people know that Patagonia is like a really wonderful company. But I also wanted to say that the owner, who is like this billionaire guy, he made so much money from Patagonia. Instead of keeping that money, he recently gave the company away, and all of the profits are going to go toward climate change. It's
incredible.
Totally amazing. They make at least $100 million a year, and that will be going straight into combating climate change and protecting undeveloped land around the globe. So there's a really great article about him, Yves Chouinard, in the New York Times. We'll post it in our show notes. But anyway, back to worn wear. So, the other cool thing about Patagonia is it's actually based in Ventura, which is super close to where I live now in Ojai.
Yeah, I love it. Ojai pride.
I know. I had no idea. I was like, ooh, Patagonia is here. So worn wear, you can buy gently used things there. You can also sell back your gently used Patagonia items and get credit for Patagonia gear. And what's cool is their website says that keeping their stuff in use just 9 extra months reduces the combined carbon, water, and waste footprint by 20 to 30%. And that buying used extends a garment's life by about 2 years, which obviously drastically reduces both our reliance on virgin resources and our generation of waste. So, I mean, it's great all around. You get great gear and you can return your great gear for credit. I'm like in love with this idea.
Yeah. Well, and Sarah, it's especially great for people with kids because kids, I mean, it's obviously a cliche to say they grow so fast, but yes. Truly you will have something that they only got to wear 2 or 3, maybe 6 times, and then they don't fit into it anymore. It's perfectly good. Totally like
yes.
New. And then you can get them the next thing. So it really makes a lot of sense.
Yes, especially like California kids. I mean, we get them a jacket.
Yes, how often can they wear it? Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, Patagonia worn wear. It's a win-win for the planet, and then you get cool Patagonia stuff.
Yay. And that's it for this episode of Happier in Hollywood. We love to hear from you. Email us or send us a voice memo to happierinhollywood@gmail.com. Don't forget to send us your tips on self-publishing. Thanks for listening, and please follow us if you haven't already.
Thanks to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, and thanks to everyone at Sankola Sound. You can follow them on Instagram at Sankola Sound. Thanks to everyone at Cadence 13.
And as always, thank you to Gretchen Rubin. Happier in Hollywood is part of the Onward Project. Check out the other Onward Project podcasts, Happier with Gretchen Rubin, Side Hustle School, Do the Thing from Whole30's Melissa Urban, and Everything Happens with Kate Bowler.
Get in touch. I'm on Instagram at sfain and Liz is at lizcraft. We also have a Facebook group. Search for Happier in Hollywood on Facebook to join in on the conversation.
Until next week, I'm Liz Craft.
And I'm Sarah Fain. Thanks for joining us. It's a fun job.
And we enjoy it. Sarah, did you see that shot of Leslie Jordan on the pink flamingo raft from overhead? Yes. That Rachel Ramos did was in the Fox tribute to him?
Yes, I did. I love that scene so much. That was a tough one physically. Oh, he was amazing. Well,
and he was in the sun for about 8 hours. Yeah. I felt bad, but I'm happy we have that shot.
I know. He was, it's such a great shot.
From the Onward Project.